Village around Lake Community as a whole, March 16, 2015.
I'd like to call the Water Committee of the Whole meeting for the Village of Round Lake for March 16, 2015 at 8:05 p.m. Madam Clerk, roll call.
Trustee Fry.
Present.
Trustee Kelly.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Sanicelli.
Present.
Trustee Trippin.
Trustee Wisinski. Thank you, Madam Clerk. May I get a motion to approve item 2.1? Approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of March 2nd, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Public comment. Committee of the Whole, Human Resource and Finance, Capital Improvements Program, Fiscal Year 2016 Budget Presentation.
Two separate ones. The first one first, capital improvements program.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Next.
The capital improvements program. What? I am suggesting for tonight is that usually we have meetings to get through this, so I want everybody to spend some time reviewing the projects. I got a couple comments. We have about $11.8 million of projects out there. We have a couple new big ones, the water pump, which we've been anticipating for a number of years, and that is the Jawa connection and a new tower down south. We have about $5 million in water sewer projects over the next 3 years. We have enough available cash to be told to the village board in 2010, increasing rates to cover those projects. We also got about $460,000 for the BP well that we can use for those water projects. A couple items to note though for the motor fuel tax and the capital projects funds, especially motor fuel tax after 2018, there's very little projects in there because we have to do the payment management analysis. For the most part, these are either recurring projects or projects that were in last year and just moved out, shifted around because of funding reasons. I would make that brief. If anybody has any questions, let me know or take a look at the document, please. Our doors are open, the department doors are open. So if you have any questions, you can come and see us individually or save your comments for the next meeting.
Thank you, Steve.
We'll come back again at the next meeting of the hall.
Right.
Some might take a little longer. I'm trying my best.
Where are you?
This is the one you want to
see. No stuff.
Why is my name on this? This is what I think I'm going to do. I'm going to take the approach that we're going to talk about tonight. Next thing in the meeting after that. So if anybody sees Ted laughing, anybody drooling, tell me up.
Really?
Okay, doors are open again downstairs. Our offices are open for any questions or comments between now and April 20th when this will be approved. And please, make a little focus back. It's very, very important to take a look at that. Ready? So I'm going to try to summarize that big book in 28 pages, and I'm going to try and pick those 28 pages and summarize it in 15 minutes. See if we can do that. So over here, 2016 budget, these are our major revenues for general funding. They make up 95% of the revenue. These are all up, with the exception of one that's flat. If you look at the dollars here, we're up on the major revenues, which is a good sign. For the first time ever, we went over $500,000 in sales tax. We went
it or not.
That's very, very low for our size community,
but nonetheless, a good source of market in my mind.
That increases $329,000 or 5% of the major revenues. That also say we don't know what the state's going to do. A big piece of that is going to pass. Moving on to the next graph. As you'll see, our biggest chunk is here and here. This is governmental revenues, which is like sales tax, income tax, use tax, and now here's property tax. Both those taxes make up, both of those major revenues make up 85% of the general fund revenues. And the concern why, rather than cut anything income tax, we can be a bit trouble. Going below the assumptions on page 2. Stop me if you have any questions. Let me look this pretty quick. Again, these are very conservative assumptions of us, you know, we know. There's very little growth in any of these assumptions. We've done that throughout each year I've been here, so we don't overestimate the revenues. On the next page is our property tax rate. Ours is right here at 9.39%. We are consistently around 10, so slightly over and slightly under. This is a school, as everybody knows, where the majority of your taxes go to school districts. 63% is actually low. A lot of places are up to 70% now. Next is the property tax levy. If you look here, this is the general corporate levy, so this was at high, and then it went down and went up because of the board approved increase in December. But look at this. Pension fund is eating up a lot of the corporate money. This has gone up 51% just in 6 years. And we all know that we discussed that during our tax levy process. These are your major assumptions or major revenues for debt service funds. Our biggest concern here is cell phone tax. This used to be $400,000 a senior year. We're down to $255,000. And because of that, our transfer from the general fund is skyrocketing. Right below that is the different assumptions we use for each type of tax. You might want a water and sewer fund as tax. These are just my major revenues for that. All of them have done very well. The building fees have gone up, like I said, in 2010. We implemented a 4-year rate increase every November 1st. We need to take a look at those rates again because they expired November 2014. So we need to go and look at those rates for gas and do what we need to do. Page 5 is some consumption history. We've been pretty consistent here. This year was the summer of 2012 when it was so dry out. And then the last major revenues that are not in the general fund are motor fuel tax, which is slightly down the year before. We based that on Illinois Municipal League estimates. Every year, parking lot, it's finally leveled off. At one time, we were collecting about $115,000 to $120,000 in the general fund before the economy went south. So we need to take a close look at that, but it's finally, you know, leveling off. Those are your major revenue assumptions. The next is our expense. Some expense assumptions before we went away there. For all the revenue assumptions, it's either flat or a 1.5% increase over the 5-year financial forecast. Expenses are the same, with the exception of what's been spelled out on the next page. We assume a 3% COLA increase May 1st. Well, that's the board decision coming up. The public works and police are contracts. They automatically get a 2.5 to 3 in their normal step increases. IMRF is actually at 10% for the first time in many years, but we use a assumption of 10% for the budget. For insurances on this side, we use the 15.755 and 0. For a forecast, we use these, the 10.753 and 3. Other expenses, risk management, we use a 20% increase in workers' comp, and probably will pan out because more workers' comp claims in the last year than we have in the last 5 years, I believe, are going up. And then fuel, we use 2.5, and then the rest expense is 1.5 over the last. Other assumptions right now, currently,
There's no service reductions, that will remain the same. At the very spot, we try and keep 30% of the operating reserve. That is 30% of next year's expenditures. And then we get all the carryovers for projects next year, and that's the carryovers. We might keep on going. So we'll just do that pretty quick. Here, as you can see, is the summary of all the funds. We group them by type, special revenue, debt service. If you look at this, it's really what I'm taking a look at, is that we're covering our operating expenses by operating revenues with the exception of debt service. But in all the other funds, we have a $1.5 million surplus until we get to final servicing and capital. From here to here, it's reduced by about $3 million. Mainly because the capital contracts a lot from the Now we're going to get to the fund. This is the general fund. What I want to point out here again is that we're covering our expenses until we hit 2020. The issue here is right here, this line. 3 years ago, we broke out capital and started transferring to the debt service fund. And because of that, these are the outflows of the general fund. And they're significant, very significant. And mainly because of the debt service funds, we're up to $525,000 cover. Just 3 or 4 years ago, we were only doing $350,000 in transfer. Talk about it going down. This, again, is just the revenues of the general fund. This includes everything, not just major revenues. Here's our taxes and intergovernmental and a few other types that are all spelled out in the question book and account. Like these are the departments, again, I'd like to go through each one tonight specifically. They list on each one, the big picture. This is our major expenses, payroll. And contractual services, and contractual services you want to make is high because of garbage. It's about $1 million in garbage consider what's slightly less than that. I'm going to sort of go through these real quick because on your budget. What this memo has done is I've summarized any account over 5% is the top paragraph, and then below each department I've listed out by category. I would like to do is take a look at those categories and just see if it's unusual if you have any questions. I also took from the budget book specific highlights, but not all of them, so I spell them out here in this memo, so you get a big picture overview of what this department is asking for, or what's going on in that department. But I prefer to go through just flip through them so we can keep on going through each fund, and then as we have time for the next meeting, if there's specific questions, we'll drill down and get through them. You can go just go through a lot. So here's that transfer out. This is 43% of all the contributions transfers out of the debt service fund. That's concerning to me because this is going up each year. And so I believe it is $600,000. And that's only 3 years from now. And after that, I'll level off. As long as the telecommunications tax goes off. So, I'm very positive, but here's my one moving moon speech for that. We're right here as far as cash. Here's 17 and here's 18. As you can see, these are cash, it's negative. So right here, we still have a 30% operating reserve of next year's expenditures, it's about 18. Here, negative cash. Now, keep in mind, I've been here 8 years, and you all know how to be conservative. So just in this year, we saved about $700,000 from the previous budget. From not hiring certain people, overestimating, or very, very conservative, I should say. So will this pan out? Yeah, it's going to eventually. I'm not so sure if it's going to be this year, so we have to be careful. We have to start looking at ways. So that's my doom and gloom for the net. The rest? All right. So let's see if I go. I'm going down to the next fund, special revenue fund. The first one is motor fuel tax. So I'll just go right to the graph.
So if you read it, I try to spell out, you know, what the fund is, what it's for, and some of the comments I have in there. So here's your expenses. This is the Harbor Road project, our sunset, and this is the cash. See how it's negative there? We underestimated cash for the budget of 2015, even though we have cash on bank, that just worked out that way for budget. But we were so tight because of this project, it came in slightly lower. With that said, all that's really in here is Forest Avenue and another project, so after that, you see your cash going up. That's not probably how it's going to pan out at once. We realize what roads we have to do after 18. We need this fund to sustain those roads. At least in this fund is a recurring revenue source for the roadway project.
So is Forest Avenue on this year too?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Just put that right now.
Oh, yeah. That's only 2 months away. That's what I want to, we have to that somewhere. The Forest Avenue is terrible. We got to get that done.
So that's where did we see that? So that's the Forest Avenue.
This is Hart Road.
Right.
And it's in here and right here.
Right.
Because you still are, you're going to spend about $1.3 million next year on roadway projects, and then that will be shipped. And there's your projects we have, and there's your Forest Avenue construction and engineering. We have a couple of periods over Super Arts on the side and Lake Grove, Mega Terrace. What we've done off of this note for each one, we try to solve what the cash is, what is going to be operating based on 30%, what we need in the reserve, and then this is our 5-year average. This is for our plug out policy. This is actually low because these out years are still expenses. As we start putting expenses in these out years, this 5-year average will go up. You see, in the first 2 years, we're under this average anyways, again, due to hard growth. Not much to say about Point Meadows, which is a special service area. There's the cash in it. We have plenty of cash in this fund where we may be able to pay taxes again. Right now, they're being charged $85. We can probably lower that to around 82. We do an abatement of $55 every year. You might do that. So here's the cash in that fund, pretty steady. Here's the rest expenses spot on every year. This is some of our concerns with the debt service fund. I got a couple of schools that are rolling off, 18, 21, and 22, but the big one is 29. All utility taxes, I use this as a fourth tax. We love the first debt. We use the utility taxes for general services. And total taxes have been going down dramatically every year. People are either getting rid of their landlines, or doing voiceover, we see here is cash has gone up a lot and it dips down. What you don't see here is 2022, there's a huge balloon payment. That's why cash is way up. And after that balloon payment, I believe the total debt for that year is about 1.5. In 2022, it rolls off and then it's about $1 million a year. So you make it to 2022, it frees up some cash for other, like general fund services. This is our reserve analysis. The problem I have with this is here's your debt service cash. Here's what the reserve should be here. If it wasn't for the general fund reserve, we're under reserve. There is no cash in the debt service. We've struggled with that for many years, and that's why we transferred it back $500,000.
What is the general fund reserve then go up?
Because this is what's going to have to be transferred in 2019. That's what's happening now. We got telling taxes going down, so your transfer into the general fund has to go up. We don't get all your utility taxes, debt service, whatever it can cover, the general fund has to cover. So if you know anybody who wants to buy 57 acres of land, I'm more than willing to buy it. Here's your utility taxes. This is what I was talking about. This was a telecommunications tax back in 2010. For $400,000, we're down to $250,000. It's scary. I cannot believe it's dropped down that much, but if you think about it, even my plan has gone down in cost.
and I don't need a landline, you know. You know, my sister got a little hurt with that line, so.
I just saw a survey that said 35-40% of the houses in the next 2 years will be rid of landline phones.
So the next one is your capital fund. Again, you're going to look at the cash flow way up here. Once that payment analysis program is done, we need to schedule more projects. So we have 715,000 scheduled for 16, 390 in 17, 250 in 18, but thereafter some will drop off. There's your projects for 16. This looks bad, but really, we've been waiting for this day because of the rate structure we did. We have those major projects down top, one's a tower, one's connecting to Java, one's a line, so, and we really needed a tower down there. So this cast has been held in reserves for a long time until we get these projects done. There's a couple of big projects we need to have the water sewer fund too that buddies saw. We have the funds to do it to go down and put in the cash reserves. So we have plenty of cash reserves that even with over $5 million of projects, it's looking pretty good. Really is. It's a strong, it's one of the stronger water sewer funds I've seen in my career. And that's thanks to the increases that we expected the projects are going to come up in the future. So this is really good to see something like this. Three-year parking lot fund. Looks weird here, but what we did is a project here that we just figured out was the next year. We're going to redo the main lot. So that's why the cash is like going way down and way up again. And after that, there's no project, so the cash is way up, even though it's pretty steady as far as we're looking at. These are the seats probably went down. Now they're starting to level out. Originally when it down, it corresponded with the unemployment rate, and it just seems like no one's come back to take the trains. I don't really have a good answer. It's just sort of odd. I thought it was starting to way out again. Our permanent revenue is about the same, but the daily permanent revenue is sort of interesting.
Especially when you think about it, the dollar market has dropped there. I mean, a lot of cars are not parking.
And not a lot of cars that used to be a lot of cars. The main
lot? No, I mean a lot of cars that aren't parking here now. We're not getting into revenue. I mean, that's a good chunk.
So, what we did for the next few graphs and funds is this is our cash balances. This blue line on everyone is what should be in a cash balance if we're actually depreciating an asset based on useful life and based on acquisition costs. This up here is what the cash balance should be using an inflation rate of 2%. So what we're just showing you here is this, here's cash now, here's what it should be based on historical values, here's what it should be based on 2% inflation. I don't want to scare people, but it sort of shows you, hey, if you're totally cash basis, you're never going to achieve that. These are levels you really should be at. This is just here's the expenses, here's the cash, 2016, thereafter it goes up. Police have all their vehicle schedule. Lending Act is that now, and what we did, or I did, is the lease schedule is $175,000 public works vehicles every year with cash because we didn't schedule the payment. So at least we have something that's out here for that. We just have to use another plan of specific vehicles. Maybe it does have it, but if I use everything you said, this would be done.
I hope you want to.
No, you did a good job. A little bit of vehicles for next week. So again, here's the security line. Here's what the cash for projecting at the end of 16. 1.5 million is what it should be if we wanted to replace every vehicle on time with current appreciation of others. And there's no way we can support that. And that's not the reason we schedule VW trucks specifically because of their cost. Now, one of the comments we make here is this is a little low. We ran out of time for equipment, so we're pushing it back up. A lot of it is moved out. Specifically, new computers and data systems. We've added a few things in the police department, too. What are you going to find out, not only the technology replacement fund, but the facility replacement fund? Things are getting older. Things are being repair and thus the reason we start these funds out 3 years ago. Specifically the building replacement fund, that's just that graphic and how we're showing on the cash here for the military. And this one, again, it wasn't much spent. This one's really used though for anything that may happen to need total replacement. For example, our heating and air system, air conditioning is outside of the old. This is more of a contingency fund, just in case. Because the air handlers upstairs are so big, if they go out and they're contented with them, they're not cheap. So we're trying to get the cash flow up here. Great time of advice in my plan. This stuff is really weird, but just letting you know, we probably use our buildings, and we schedule these buildings to last 100 years. So at a 2% inflation rate, if you want to replace this building in 100 years, you need $6 million now. It's typically not the case with government. You don't spend cash on the government. You may do a combination of cash and bonds, or just bonds. It'd be nice, but typically it's not done that way. The final fund that we budget for is the police pension fund. Here's your revenues and expenses. It's a good difference between the two. Is a housing fund. There's no specific reserve requirement in our policy, so we just focus on for future other operating and current benefits. What's interesting though is the next graph, this is our funding levels. And although our tax levies got up, the funding level really hasn't gone up all that much. I believe right now we're funded at 60%. Other than that, I can go through this rather quick. If you think too quick, my apologies.
You're 7 minutes over your 15.
There we go. Is there any easy funds? This is a permanent fund. We don't budget for those. We use a budget of a few dollars for using them in another. We have a lot to think about because of the cash position in the general fund coming up. I think we need to put our act together over the next couple months, year, and we need to come up with a plan because we can't continue down the road we're going. And that plan may mean everything from reducing expenses to new developments. I think, in my mind, we need to turn over every rock and see what we can find. There's certain expenses that I think we gotta keep. We need to do new websites, attract developers. We need to keep other items. Just the heart of the village. We really do. I don't want to sound again like good and gloom. We have a great staff who did a great job in budgeting again. I've been here long enough to know that a team that's facing us, and we've got to do this every year. I believe last time we had a new something drastic was in 2007, and I believe we and we worked through that, we got through that with high and very low demand. And we had to do what we had to do. My comment would be, please, again, review the detail, take a look at the summary. Our doors are open. If there's any specific questions, come see us. The public hearing is at the next meeting, and if there's anything specific you want me to address further or in more detail, I'm more than happy to do that at the next meeting. So if there's specific questions tonight, I'll be glad to answer those questions.
Well, that's Joel Shane's report.
The village administrator in my 20 years has always presented, and we either get the glory or the grief. The finance director tends to do all the work behind the scenes and gets done with the board. Sometimes that's a good thing. I did a lot of mentoring this year. We have a lot of ideas for next year ready, from budget rollout to how it should be presented to the boards, to why we need to take the budget. He's got some great ideas. There'll be much different probably for next year, and hopefully much sooner. Don't make those guarantees up, knowing what has happened just for the past year as far as transitions. But we got a great staff, and I know we'll step up to the plate in the future.
I know we got Rummer talking about shares coming back and the village is getting cut. You guys started to put together some contingency plans if that happens?
I'm not going to make any contingency plans until you tell me what that
is. Tell what the number is? Yeah. I don't think it's going to be the 50%, but I think we're going to be cut somewhere. I think between 10 and 20.
Yeah,
I think right now. Yeah.
We went with the original 50% cut at 14 staff members. And then what are you going to do? Shut down the village?
Yeah.
And that's a scary thought.
And we're in decent financial shape. Just think along four villages that's been operating in the grid, and now they're going to come up with that number.
The problem that happens is we're in decent financial shape of a veteran community with those
exactly.
And no home rule.
Well, I know some communities that have a lot of businesses, and the businesses have gone bankrupt or had a lot of stuff, and they're already operating in the rent for the last few years, and he does that to them.
They're in big trouble.
They're in big trouble.
Yep.
If I can just add one thing. Through this process, and I know I've been gone for the last couple of weeks, but watching this process start, the mentoring Steve has been given, our new administration that we have, listening to how all of this is coming together, listening to the vision for the future on how these steps are going to be handled. Steve mentioned the one part of doom and gloom, and they're already starting to put together a process for us to have in place so we're not chasing our tail. The new administration, from my perspective, is a really strong team. They work well together, and they're coming up with more efficiencies for this process to happen in the future, and looking for more ways to handle a deficit reduction program that we're not going to be stuck out in the dark. Still a lot of scary things to address, but I just want to say that's, again, part of the team that we've put together. It's working well.
Thank you, Mayor. I would add only this, and that is I have never been in a village where I've had three people come on and staff and help me out. And we're doing that now, and that's with no question of that. And that is a good thing. And that's going to the team
account
is much different than the past.
Yeah. You've
got
an excellent job.
Splendid. Yeah, the
words are
real
good.
Please.
When it comes to time, you have
to talk. I remember. He's not a public. I
think it. Steve Shane, thank you. Dawn, did you have anything for special events?
Yes, actually. I know it's already been a late night, but especially since we're already talking budget, maybe not up here. It's been suggested by a couple of members before here. And Cooper's, I want everybody to think about it, about canceling home contracts this year and allocating some of that money to some of our other events like Captain, extremely successful, such as Arbor Day, National Night Out, and then taking some other funds to make them available to the village, and the Christmas party. Yeah. Really focusing on those three of them especially considering we're getting into all the summer. This person stays with him, this person stays, but we have vendors that won't be with Sunday because that's, you know, right, football season, and so we won't have them coming for that. By doing that, we could make those other three of us really shine just by allocating, giving, you know, $500 or $1,000 of that $10,000 budget over to them to make those of us so much more. Not saying that that extra money has to be spent, but that it's available for them to maximize those events. And then still create some extra money for the village. Because if we did, if we did straight up cancel this and go for redeem doing the home contest, we'll have no money for long. But we also need to be financially responsible to the village. As you've mentioned, there are some things that we need to do, some things that we can, that we'd like to, but it doesn't make sense. So what if we at least keep our other three main events going and just making them a little grander? Granted, you know, the chief would love to have some extra funds for National Night Out, I'm sure. Yeah, but, you know, we have some things already built in. We already have a phone machine, so those could be used. Weather permitting for that holiday. Probably not, a little chilly still, but you know, something that could be at that disposal as well as, you know, we have the airbrush machine and Boy Scouts said depending on their schedule, they should be able to still bring their climbing wall over there as well. So I mean, we could make those events a little more grand.
Well, I was saying, you know, we do, most villages do one or two events a year, we do four. And knowing that the budget's coming up to be right now, and we're going to have some cut somewhere. And it seems to me that right now, especially the National Night Out, the Christmas party, which is outstanding, the way the people participated and the citizens came out, I'd rather see us put a few more dollars in those areas and make those really great, concentrate on them. They're a lot less labor intensive. It seems the people like them all, for whatever reason, a lot better. And you know, we put $1,000, say, in each one of them. I think we got like 10 budget for Hometown Fest. We can put that money over to some other good use and make them other ones better than what they are now. And unfortunately, if we lose Don, we're going to lose Vicki here, who have been 90% of our chair people running most of this stuff and the rest of us helping. And who's going to want to take over the chair of these things and spend all the time and effort?
Order in this room. I hear the comments, I hear them loud and clear, and this has actually been discussed for the last couple of years, talking about the success of Hometown Fest and really what is the purpose, other than getting a little bit back. Last year we tried a couple of new things. We made a small investment with the slime and soap things, and you know, it gained a little popularity, but I still can't say that it's a successful event. And I don't know what the answer is. In the back of my mind, I keep saying that we need a cause, a purpose, autism, food drive, whatever the topic is. And once you choose that, you still don't know if it's going to be successful. And personally, I don't have a problem with considering what you just said with so many events that do have momentum. And putting the focus behind that, I think it makes a lot of sense. And give us time to regroup if we want a Hometown Fest in the future.
The other three have causes, and like you said,
absolutely.
So we have causes for the other three events. So that's what maybe makes it popular.
Well, let's not make a decision tonight. Let everybody think about this. I'm glad that we discussed it a little bit. And maybe have some conversation in between now and the next meeting, and let's make a decision.
To make the decision about it, I already have 10 minutes. I'm going to wind up. I'll have a whole, you know,
Right.
I was going to block some of the people tonight about these computer vendors can't do it. The people, I don't know, guy can't do it because of the time of the day.
And Bob Ball is no longer operating in Illinois, so our big, our big other attraction. There's something with the amusement license in Illinois not supporting those self-contained balls. So it's giving them a lot of flack, so they just put them in Illinois.
Make a decision definitely for next week, right then.
Yeah.
Very good. The police department, records management.
Mr. Mayor, members of the board, the agenda item summary from the police department involves seeking your approval for the intergovernmental agreement for the police records management system, the new RoadRAM system, in conjunction with a consortium of communities that are involved, which are Lake Zurich, Hawthorne Woods, Kildare, Lindenhurst, and Romley Beach. If you were to approve this, the total cost would be $38,975. $27,185 would be the lease fee. That would come due at the end of this upcoming budget year, not at the beginning of it. $11,790 are the startup costs for training and installation and all those type of activities, and that will come due sometime in May after the budget is passed. You have a copy of the contract that New World gave the consortium with all the prices, and you also have a copy of the intergovernmental agreement. It might change after Mr. Zimmerman, he has that intergovernmental agreement. Okay?
We're waiting to do it. Which you may already have. The IGA itself.
So it would be good for 5 years. After 5 years, we would renegotiate the price only in case the population has a drastic change or new equipment is necessary. There isn't known to me. So again, we're seeking your approval to. We're seeking your approval for the intergovernmental agreement.
Mr. Mayor,
yes, Mr. Fred.
To the liaison to the police department, or are the report that we should move to the attention?
I have a question, attorney. Was there a lot of changes that need to be made on that intergovernmental agreement?
No, we're not going to be the lead agency, so the guts of this is in the New World subscription agreement, which I'm familiar with anyway. I have other communities who use New World for this, and I actually have other clients who are part of a consortium like this. And if you're not the lead agency, by the time the lead agency goes through with New World on the subscription, puts together the IGA, and really the most important thing to us is the utility to the chief and his personnel, and then the cost to us. So if the chief's comfortable with the utility and you're comfortable with the cost, I'm comfortable with the IGA.
I just want to say thank you, Chief. You spent a lot of time. I'm glad we're now networking to help spread the cost. There's a quality thing in our police department, and I'm glad to have the support of the office to get it on track. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Liaisons, Donna and Henry, thank you for your support. We'll move this to the consent agenda.
Thank you.
Anything else under administration?
Nothing.
Any suggested new topics? May I get a motion for adjournment?
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Newby, seconded a lot of enthusiasm by Trustee Fry. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned at 8:50 p.m. Very good.
All right.